All right, there's a lot of storylines kind of simmering in the sports world, and here to sort through them is our man, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports commentator. All right, fourth of the way into the basketball season, so give me a preview of what the ESPN remembrance is going to look like so far. I mean, tell me what's going on in our storylines here. What's happening in this season, which is maybe surprising to you or maybe kind of disappointing?
Well, let's see. What's happening as a surprise? Obviously, the New York Knicks are the big surprise of the season right now, and
they
we can get to them when we want to. Of course, I think San Antonio Spurs, they're a different sort of team. They're a good team. They're made up of veterans that have changed their games and shifted their games a little bit to really upgrade them to a certain point, and they're playing extremely well. They have one of the best records in the NBA. The Dallas Mavericks have a great record. They're not a surprise because they always have a great record. They always rack up wins. Now, if they're winning again in playoff time, that will be a surprise. If they win the NBA championship, that would be a wonderful surprise. Another surprise, obviously, is the play of the New Orleans Hornets. They're playing excellent, but they're starting to sort of shift a little bit. They're starting to commit too many turnovers. So their record's good, but you're starting to see some cracks in the machine a little bit. And
Heat's a surprise.
Well, okay, so the Heat. I don't want to say that there were.
That was the second half in disappointments, right?
Well, I would say they're playing great now, and one people have to remember. They've been on a six-game winning streak. The Heat did not have Dwayne Wade and LeBron James in camp at the same time. So they didn't have that time in training camp to sort of hone.
They're now getting into their
precisely. They're getting into their stride. And Spoelstra, who was like their coach, who was a video guy a couple years ago, he was like in the video room. Now he's starting to see things from a different angle. And with them playing much better, I think it's going to be a totally different.
You're just saying this for the benefit of our news editor Javier Guzman, I think. But
all right, the light bulbs in the locker room.
But let's get back to the Knicks here real quickly. Is this a real deal here?
Well, okay, the reality is that they only have one win with a team that's over 500. So you can love the Knicks right now, and they're 14-9, and they have a lot of energy, and they've won close games. They have the 1-2 punch of Raymond Felton and Amari Stoudemire, and they're starting to get in a rhythm with the pick and roll. And they're starting to feel like they buy into, they always talk about players buying in. Well, they're buying into the Mike D'Antoni, who's the coach of the Knicks, into his system. So what you're seeing is a really good thing. And you have Landry Fields, a young rookie, who's playing great. He's putting up good numbers. So I think that they have the basic elements of a pretty good team.
Stoudemire's
right
a leader.
Yeah.
He's a leader and a closer.
He's not afraid to take the ball down the stretch, and that's what you need with a team. In the previous years, and what you'll look around the league, is when the game gets tough, who are they going to dump it to? If they're all dumping it to each other and they don't know who's the leader or the closer at the end of the game, like John just said, then the team's in disarray. Well, the Knicks have a guy who's ready to do that.
And they're still going to be winning in playoff season?
Well, we'll see. I think next week they have some big tests. They play the Celtics next week. I think that's going to be the biggest test that they have for the season. Yeah. And, I'm optimistic as a Knicks
Chip.
Fan.
But full breakage.
An optimistic Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, a Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Hey, good morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.